Hey, rock and rollers, it's Whiskey and Rock, a backstage pass to learn about whiskey and spirits and hear stories from industry insiders and rock stars, real life rock stars. So get ready and join your hosts, D-Rock and JR, for the VIP whiskey experience you've been waiting for. Welcome to the Whiskey and Rock Show.
We got a mail call from Newport, Kentucky.
Nice.
From New Riff. So this is one distillery I haven't been to.
I haven't either, and I hear it's beautiful.
Yeah, I have too. I've heard it's a really cool barrel selection.
But it's way process. Up there in Kentucky too, right?
It is. I think you almost
by Ohio?
Cincinnati.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you actually have to go into Cincinnati, I think I heard, and then come back down into Kentucky.
Okay.
Some kind of different thing. But yeah, so I've heard great things about it. So
cool story.
Yeah. Very cool story. I remember when they hit the Tennessee market, what, 3-4 years ago?
Yeah.
It was all the rage. Like all the stores got all kinds of stuff, and it was, everybody was clamoring for it because they hadn't had it before. So it's been fun to see it and watch it growing in the market. So
they have good bottles.
Yeah.
Really good. A lot of good single barrels.
Yeah, they do. So the one we're doing today is their brand new 8-year-old bourbon whiskey.
Nice.
So it says New Riff has announced the release of the 8-year-old Kentucky Straight Bourbon, the distillery's oldest bourbon yet released, and an unprecedented first fruit of initial whiskey set back for further aging. It just came out in most markets on March 8th, but I think we were talking off mic. We haven't seen it in Tennessee yet.
Not yet.
So we're about a month in. But it said, a nod to the age of whiskey, this edition is the newest installment to New Riff's core product lineup.
Okay, so it'll be a regular offering.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
So this is this 8-year expression, New Riff's award-winning flagship bourbon is bottled without chill filtration at 100 proof with a mash bill of 65 corn, 30 rye, 5% malted barley. Okay, I like the nose.
Yeah, get that brown sugar.
Yes.
A little bit of, it kind of seems a little fruity as well.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's try it.
That's really nice.
That is. This is like all New Riff whiskeys, an abundance of rye spices present. However, secondary and tertiary? Yeah. Flavors are significantly deeper and more developed.
Yeah, that finish is crazy.
Yeah.
Like it went from like this sweet, fruity kind of a sip to all of a sudden I get like a lot of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Like a mocha, coffee kind of a thing going
on.
Yeah. That's really nice.
Yeah, I like that. Now, I also brought in the just the regular New Riff 4-year bonded. So we kind of AB it, same proof. Yeah. Let's see what the difference of aging 4 more years does to that. Nose is basically the exact same.
Similar, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't have the depth.
That's what I was about to say. There's, yeah.
I mean, the front of it, on the front palate part,
yeah,
is very similar.
Mm-hmm. The finish
fruity,
is not,
sweet. Yeah. It might be a little spicy, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that may just be the youth. But, yeah, that 8-year, man.
Yeah.
I need to go back and try some more of this, because this, I wasn't ready for that finish.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to go back to that also.
It's a little thin,
mm-hmm,
to me, but yeah, that finish is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's great.
It's like it's almost like some of the double barrels that I've had where, mm-hmm, lately, where you get a lot of that chocolate that,
yep,
comes from the double barreling,
yeah,
double oaking.
Yes.
But I really like this.
Yep. And so this one is $67.99.
That's a fantastic price.
Yeah. So this says New Riff remains entirely committed to producing bottled and bond whiskey. Ongoing production and future releases at younger ages will absolutely continue with our groundbreaking paradigm of bottled and bond without chill filtration.
Hmm.
So it sounds like everything else will remain the same, but this is the new addition to the lineup.
That's great. Now, you're also a big fan of, like, their was it the malted 6-year rye?
Yes, the 6-year malted rye.
Love, yeah.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, they do a really nice, their rye is fantastic as well. They really do a good job.
Mm-hmm. And I love, they had a winter one that came out every winter, but I haven't been able to find it. But it was
the,
like,
winter rye?
Yeah, the winter warmer or something like that. But it was,
yeah,
it was a really cool,
they have like a
chocolate.
Is it a Balboa?
Balboa rye, I've got that too. And so, yeah, I like that one also.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fan of this 8-year. This is really good.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe one to pick up and take out as we tailgate at some concerts this summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This would be a great tailgating pour.
Yes. So we've got a lot of stuff coming up, a lot of shows around the corner, because I guess we're right here at the end of April.
Yeah.
So many things coming in May and June, and summer kicks off. So excited for that. We've got our first musical guest coming on here just in a week or two.
Yep.
So excited about that. He's bringing a bourbon that he owns. So we're excited to try that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and actually, one thing I've been forgetting the last couple of weeks. A couple of weeks ago, my family and I went on a trip to the beach. We went over to Gulf Shores. So mm-hmm. one of our listeners, Ken, works at Tacky Jack's. Tacky Jack's is okay. a great little seafood restaurant on the water. He had us come in, talked whiskey, talked bourbon for a while. He actually treated us to a nice lunch. So I wanted to send a quick shout out. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate that.
Awesome.
Yeah, so if you're ever in the Gulf Shores, Fort Morgan area, definitely go see Tacky Jack's.
I love the name.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very cool spot. If you want more information on New Riff, just go to newriffdistilling.com and look out for this new 8-year Kentucky Straight Bourbon whiskey on shelves wherever you shop. And until next week, we look forward to seeing you then.
Cheers. Cheers.
It doesn't end here. For all things whiskey and rock, and for info on how to join our Patreon, just visit our website at whiskeyandrock.com. That's whiskey, A-N-D, rock. And of course, follow us, share us, do it, like it, love it. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Whiskey and Rock.